Blog Talk Radio.
Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Jethro Smith with another fun night of Psychics Gone Wild. We're ready, we're wound, and we're going to go wild. We have to thank our friend Brooke for that wonderful intro and Gary Wimmer for Here Comes the Sun and a friend of mine with a guitar who did Standing Here, a little rubberneckin' music. Well, tonight's Friday, and you know what happens on Friday? We get really wild and we get really magical. We have our phenomenal hostess and just really good, not only magical, but gifted actress and psychic medium. Sometimes with Patty, we joke she's a producer, she's a community activist. Patty's an involved person in life. So what I'm going to do is have Patty come on and talk. How are you, Patty?
I'm good. How are you, Jethro? I am sitting here with a cat on my lap, a witch's ladder in my hand, a puppy looking at me, and life is perfect.
Love it. Those of us tuning in tonight, we've got two phone numbers, so we'll let everyone know. You guys asked for it, and Dina Flanagan and Amy Kavanaugh single-handedly blew up our old number, so they fixed it and gave us two numbers. So call in tonight to talk to us at 855-345-4710, and our 773 number is always there now. They said if it's having little problems, but it's 773-897-6461. We went wild, and they got really hyper with energy. We also have a friend that wrote to us and said that they think it's because Patty Negri's picture got out on Facebook, and we went through and looked, and actually her and Amy's both marketed and brought us a bunch of clients and people in. But more importantly, we just laughed at your fans because you wrote to me that the phones were broke. You didn't know what was going on. What was happening was it was just a lot of people coming in. So now we've got an extra number for you guys to call Psychics Gone Wild and have some fun. Patty, we're going to go to some emails with you, and then we've got a couple phone calls. You guys, looks like the phones are building. We've got quite a few of you starting to come in. Hang on for a little bit. We'll do a little talking. You guys get to know us a little bit, and then we'll take those phone calls. We have an individual here wrote a very positive letter here. They're writing, Patty, that they've been listening to the show, and they're learning about magic. They know that they have abilities, and they have always sensed that there's a funness to this that they want to take and explore. They're asking basically, what would you suggest would be safe routes for them to utilize their abilities to learn more magic?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. Again, it's all safe if you keep your purpose, if you keep it integrity, you keep it ethical, and you see, you know, you you keep your virtue with what you're doing, it's completely safe. You can't do anything wrong. If you want to look into basic magical workings and earth magic, I highly recommend books by Scott Cunningham. He's a wonderful author. Sadly, he died too young, probably 20 years ago. But he has many, many, many books out on magical workings, on working with herbs and oils and the different types of magic, everything from Hawaiian magic to kitchen magic to I like dozens of books, but his name is Scott Cunningham, and it's simple, simple, simple. It's good. It's light. It's a really good base.
Very excellent, Patty, and very, very nice. And those of you tuning in tonight, hang in, because we are going to be giving away a book tonight. We have one of our phenomenal friends, we call her New Jersey Girl. It's Pamela Cummings. She's actually this gifted psychic with music, very gifted psychic, who wrote a book, and it's a very phenomenal book called Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. And we're going to be giving one of those books away tonight for the fans that listen in to have fun with me and Patty. We also have a few other prizes tonight, so get ready for a little fun. If you want to be in on the contest, go to our website, psychicsgonewild.com, all one word, psychicsgonewild.com, and then put in your information, throw you in the basket. I do ask, and I tease you guys, I am psychic, but you have to give me a snail mail to send this stuff to. We don't have email books. We used to. We're talking to, I think, right now, Janine Reagan Sinclair, those of you know, the phenomenal author of 4 books, and one of our regulars is going to be putting together and said she will help us with maybe some of those e-books again. So for now, you got to give me the snail mail, and I got to send it to you. Lady Zarango has got another jewelry here tonight. I'm going to be giving away a bracelet that she's made there in New York. Those of you who know, Lady Zarango is a phenomenal lady from Brazil. She's a very gifted person herself, very sensitive, and makes magical jewelry. Her jewelry is just known all over. I personally have an agate necklace that I bought from her. That's how I met her years ago. Her stuff works. It made me feel better. It was a protective. And that's the next question I've got. Patty, I have a gentleman here. His name is Dean Martin, and he's writing to me. He's laughing. He's not related to the Dean Martin that drinks. Okay.
All right. Dean Martin's checking in. I like it.
I know. I'm like, we're not doing no mediumship. He's making funnies. And he knew me and Patty are so humor. We jump right on that. I'll have a martini with you. Dean's telling us that he has bought himself a ring and that it has energies of it. He did study it up, and he learned that this ring is a very strong stone, and it's turquoise. It works with his bloodstream and energy, and it has been told that it can bring him money. Patty, have you ever heard of this kind of magic, and what should I do, or should I just keep it as a ring that I love?
Yes and yes. Follow your instincts on this one. Yes, turquoise is a very, very magical stone. So see how it feels to you. Even when you wear it, even if you just choose to wear it as a regular ring, let that at very least remind you of abundance, of money brought in. You can give that ring a job, whether it's there to give you money or not. You can tell it it's here to give you money awareness and to give you money. Things, any kind of things, loves actually to have purpose, including jewelry.
I agree, and I love that, and I thank you for writing this, Dean, because I also, too, believe in what Patty, I agree with her very much. I know there's some psychics who say that, you know, some stones do, and then there's other ones who argue and say nothing has any, you know, energy but what you've got. But I love what Patty said, and Patty's very correct. I know a lot of individuals who, through the years, have taken and made something magically by, like Patty said, giving it that presence, treating it that way. I have a friend who I personally have always worn sodalite. I love the ring, and I've always wore a ring with it. Pretty much wore the ring out because I, you know, it gets bands and things with time, but I wear the ring for the energy. And I know that I have a friend who told me that the sodalite is a protector and all these things, but for me it's always been that. And I know with that ring that if I start feeling energy and turn that ring, I'm going to be financially better. And I was told that I magically charged the ring many years ago with my belief and just this feeling. I don't have any proof of it, but I know when I start turning that ring, customers are coming, life is good, and Jethro's happy doing what he does. So I love that, Dean. Thank you for writing us. We have a Jill that wrote us from New York here, and she's asking Patty a really question here that she's been heartbroken. She's been through 2 bad relationships. She seems to, and I apologize, I'm reading it this way. It's a little hard sometimes when I'm reading you guys real quick through here. You got to remember when you write me through Skype or other things, she's written to me that she has had a problem with 2 relationships. Both of them have went sour for her. She is wanting to know is there such thing as a person's karma where they keep bringing in someone? Both of the men that she's brought in has turned out to be dishonest. She's saying that she's a very honest person. She's asking if there's anything magically or energy-wise that could be doing this to her. Please help me, Patty.
Oh, how beautiful. Well, I would start with the mantra, third time's the charm, for one. Third time's the charm. Third time's the charm. And yes, that's kind of how the universe works, though, is things you probably have a lesson to learn there about in the type of men that you're choosing, in the type of relationships. And then once you get it, you don't have to learn that lesson anymore. So think about that. Think about... Sorry, let me turn that off.
It's okay. We're going wild.
I'm on the radio right now. I can't talk. Oh, what's calling the other number? Okay, I don't know if somebody's there or not. I'm so sorry about that. I'm so bad at this technology thing. Yes, so there may be something that you are not looking at in your own life. Not that you're dishonest by any means. You're obviously very, very honest, but the fact that you attract that in somebody, if it's something karmic that you're still dealing with or just a lesson along the way. So I would start out really big with third time's a charm, and this one you're going to break it. You're going to break it. And expand in how you look. If you're real comfortable with one type of man when you start meeting them, you know, expand your horizons a little bit. Go outside of your comfort level.
And that's, you know, Patty, I love that too. This is like you said before, you know, with individuals, it is from taking it on now with what you want. I've had a lot of times I've worked with a lot of individuals, and I can personally say that's what I love about Patty and working together is, you know, Patty, you enjoy life. I have people that do this, and because of what we do, we see and know things that it gets to be kind of, you know, I wouldn't say old hat, but it gets to be we've seen it. We've been around for a little bit with the readings. Patty makes me laugh because, like you just said there, you know, you set that frame of mind, and I can honestly say in the time that we've worked together and known each other, Patty, your energy helps, I think, with that. I think that's where the magic also lies in itself, is you're ready and willing and already knowing, accepting with that magic doing it. I would say that's what you're telling this person for love, and what I've got here, Jill, is it right? She wrote back and she goes, I feel better just listening to you two on the show. I'm going to try it. I will let you guys know how it goes. In fact, ironically, Patty's phone was ringing and I thought it was mine, but I do look at my phone and I've got a text. So maybe third time is the charm. Thank you so much. Very cool. That's very good. Magic of three, power of three. We can do anything, you know, with three people together. And the strength is a belief. You can do a lot of Holy Trinity with three people together. So we love all this. And we're going to talk about tonight a little bit with those of you who are calling in, want to know about numerology. We've got, that's the subject we kind of pulled. I got to be honest with you. I know a little bit. I don't know how Patty is with numbers. How are you, Patty?
I'm not that good on reading. I have my own meanings to numbers because that's how I do most everything. And I love numerology, but I am not a numerology expert or even anywhere close to it. But it's fun. Numbers are a language. Numbers are such a language. I just don't know the by-the-book stuff.
And I love that. And I'm the same way. I have learned a little bit that I've got of knowledge, so we'll do that. I love, we always spin the wheel here on Psyche's Gone Wild with topics, but you gave me a patty of whoa. And
woo-hoo.
We'll go with it. And tune in because next week, actually, Tuesday night, you guys will get a little tidbit. We're going to go primetime Tuesday night, 10 p.m., Amy Kavanaugh. Charles will be on there, and Charles is phenomenal. The gentleman doesn't only read. He's a friend of mine here in Tampa. He's very gifted. He brings in, and he reads your numerology. He reads your astrology. He puts it together with your Asian chart, and then he puts it all, what we said, the books, where it's well. He's a very strong, positive Pisces, so you guys that are looking for that, hang on till Tuesday. We're going to get to you there. 310, what are you doing, 310?
Hi, Jethro. How are you?
Great. I welcome you, and this is Jethro and Patty on Friday, and you're familiar, your voice. I've heard you before. I feel your energy.
Yes, no, yeah, this is Anna. I called in, I think, like during the week and spoke with you, actually. But it's a weekend, so I thought I would call in and say hi, obviously. But I guess I actually have a question about a friendship with one of my girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And her name is Ashley, and I'm just wondering if it's a genuine relationship and if it's, I guess, like a lifetime relationship or more of like as a lesson?
That's a good one. I'm glad you called in. I thank you. You can always call in. Me and Patty are here for you. And all of us are here for you.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're so sweet. Okay. Your energy, your voice, everything is. Are you having trouble with your friend right now? Are you having some second thoughts? Is that what's going, something she's doing or not doing?
No, I think, you know, she's married, so I know her husband, you know, says some stuff, and because I had offered, like, to help her out with going to an event with me, actually, it's a business event, and I just, you know, like, I know she was really excited, and then I was like, well, maybe not, like, you know, because then her husband was like, well, you know, why, like, are you going to owe her something? I was like, no, not at all, like, I'm doing that in the kindness of my heart, you know? So I'm just really wondering if I guess I should have done that, and if it is a friendship that's genuine and here for a while.
Yeah, I get that it's not even about you at all. I mean, I get that it's a real friendship. I think she's got some other stuff, maybe not bad stuff with her husband per se, but she's got her own stuff, her own life, her own issues. So anything that seems a little weird isn't really not about you at all.
Okay.
So accept it as a good friendship, okay, as a real friendship, and live into it as such. Jethro?
Okay.
I feel that's true. And I'm also telling me that they're also going through some having to go through, working with you in the energy. And I'm getting a really ironic thing with this friendship that has happened is that there seems like the tears and stuff that I had to go through were also so that you could strengthen. It's a hard place to be in this with this energy when your guys are with work's putting you with a friend with it, but there's a reason. And I keep telling me that sadly you've changed something else for her. It's like they're making jokes. Like you've changed some of this other energy for her, and that's part of why she's reacting this too. She's wanting to look for an argument.
Oh, okay. Okay. That makes sense. I think I understand what you're talking about, what she's changed too, because I know she's now at the point where she's, I guess, ready to be like working from home and not having two jobs, and that was something she said, I guess, I've kind of empowered her to do. So I think that's maybe what you're referring to.
And I apologize because they're showing a different angle of it for missing the work, and that's what the angels are telling me with it. I'm also hearing the guides that it's going to do another stream energy for you too, that later it's going to change even now because we're going through that. A lot of individuals are having – it's Saturn. Saturn's beating down on us really strong. It's really going into it. What happens as we go into Capricorn is it rules that time of the year, and it brings the word karma, old anxiety. Look at New Year's Eve. What a big tradition to remember the old past and memories. This is all bringing that word karma, Saturn's energy, into focus, and I see that you and them are going to be working really strong back and even better with each other in a different way. I feel that it's going to be a new friendship is what I'm feeling.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, because we just recently connected with each other again, so maybe that's why you're seeing, like, new.
Yeah, that's what I thank you for calling in. We welcome you. Definitely.
Thank you.
You're going to put in for our prizes.
Have a good weekend.
It's going well.
Thank you. Bye.
We are in a wild one. We love it. And the phones have went a little bit off the wall. I had someone tell me tonight that they called in, were told that they were to wait, and then they let them go. So they typed me in, and you hear my clicking. That's me typing in Skype. I'm sorry. Sometimes psyche's gone wild. I think our operators do have a mind of their own, and it may not be a well mind because I don't know why they did that. So, you know, like Patty said before on Halloween, it's the candy. Well, now it's got to be the Christmas cookies because something's going on over there, and it's a party. Just call back in and get with us. Nobody's being mean to anybody. 561, how are you? Welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild.
Yeah, hi Jethro. Hi Patty. It's Maria.
Yay.
Hi,
how are you?
Good.
I guess, okay, superstitious because it's Friday the 13th. You know what I mean?
It's a lucky day.
Oh, yeah. I'm just wondering what you see, you know, like generally, like with love, anything with love or relationships.
Okay.
And I gotta get your name again.
Maria.
Well.
Oh. only because your guides will give me permission that way to read you, because they, when you went to say relationship, they kind of like politely shut the door, like, shh, you know, like a little child sleeping, like, shh. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Now they're telling me the energy that they are working behind the curtains with you a little bit. I feel the angels are telling me this. They're also saying that you're ready for a relationship. I do feel that. But I feel like that you're looking the wrong place or something is what I'm hearing. Like your the relationships and the part that's going to happen for you is going to have to be a little bit different than the places you're going to. You've changed. There's something going on here about the pattern, the routine. I had a friend tell me that they were looking for love and they couldn't find it. I feel with you that you've got love. You can find it. It's just in a different area. Do you know, does that help, Maria? I mean, Patty's going to do her cards with you, but they're telling me that.
That goes right along with my cards too. I did pull out what I call a happy ever after card, but I also pulled the tower, which is kind of like everything has to tumble down and grow up again and come up again, new and fresh and different. Does that make sense to you, Maria?
Well, I haven't had the best of luck in the past.
Okay, well that makes sense. So what you want to switch that up? But have you been a little bit, not counting relationship, have you been a little bit sad about something recently?
Well, yeah, it's I haven't found work, you know, in between jobs, so that's not really good either.
Right. I'm feeling that really strong. What Spirit's telling me is part of the whole kind of crashing down stuff is like you really have to pick yourself up by your bootstraps. Yeah, things are tough, and yes, you're going to get a job, and yes, you're going to get a relationship, but you've got to find a little more joy every day, even when you don't have a job, even when you don't have a relationship, and that's what's going to help you switch both of those around really fast. You've kind of fallen into this sadness, this it's not working thing. And that's gotten a little too comfortable.
Well, which do you see coming first?
I just pulled both. I pulled money coming in and a relationship with a very loving man. But this is really a good time for you to do a little bit of soul searching. There's a little bit of inside work for you. I really see them both coming, but I really see a little personal work is where you should put your focus, and that's what's going to bring the other two in.
Mm.
You know, do some meditation, do some soul searching.
Is this going to be like in the winter, in the spring, the summer? I've tried everything, put my resume out, everything to try to find a job, and it's nothing. So I thought, well, at least I want to put my mind at ease and,
get a relationship
in the new year. Exactly. So
I pulled money card. I pulled money coming in, job coming in. I've got that's really coming in. But again, I think you're putting a little bit of self-limitation on yourself, or you've gotten too used to this or too comfortable. You may not realize it. I don't know, Jethro, jump in.
I'm in the same boat with this. I feel that that's what it is. And I feel like that I know what you're saying. You know, sometimes with hindering the energy is going there, okay, I'll look at this, and they're saying the money's there. It looks like while you're doing some interest of it, you're on the right thing. And I also hear the guide saying that they really, there's a lot of love working for you with that money. And when Patty said she got the card of it, I got a really good buzz that that's what you're
guys
are
working with. Well, that means that I'm waiting for an unemployment check that's taken forever.
and isn't that great? I mean, that's something I want to complain. If we get a soapbox, I want to stand up and go, unemployment people. When people go to you, they're not coming to you because they want to work at getting it. They want to be out there looking for work. Work with us when we've earned it. I think that's so crazy. I don't know. I don't probably ever get anywhere with it,
well,
but it just makes me wonder.
I went on a job interview Monday. They said they'll call me if they want a second interview. So I'm going out there, but I'm not getting selected. Each week I'm going, you know, I put on a suit and look nice, but
it's shifting. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. Just keep doing it and do it a little bigger, a little better, a little more open. each time.
And you said the other thing was like the... And you said with the other thing you saw a loving man, a nice guy come in?
I did. I see a young man. I pulled the Prince of Cups. I did, and I see him coming.
So that means he's, yeah, like Prince of Cups. Yeah.
Well, the way I read, I don't know what well, I read. Yeah. Yeah, somebody.
You see, my mom reads playing cards, but it's hard for her to read her own kid, you know?
Right.
Because it's family. It's too close.
Too close. I understand completely.
You understand. She does that, you know. She's been good and accurate with friends and stuff, but it's hard for her to read her own kid, you know.
Oh,
so.
You don't want me to read my kid. No, I'm teasing Ryan. He's like, I'm laughing there with you. But, you know, and it is good, Maria, and I do feel that there is other work with it. And I love what the guys are saying with you, too, that it's also at a point where there's some other things happening for you that's even going to be stronger with it. We're behind you with blessings. Let us know. Definitely put in for the prizes. Why am I picking up a child?
Oh, yeah. I have one.
That's what I'm feeling, and I feel that this is also the other factor that's going on there. And you've got that energy there happening with this going on together. And in honesty, I feel like that's also working at this other strive, and it's going to be a good quality. The guys are telling me that's also why it's all connected. You know, and I laugh, you know, as being, you know, with how we love our parents or an individual. This child has also got energy that this guy's putting in factors there. And I feel this is going to be a blessing. When Patty got the money, I heard that child's guide go like, you know, like they're rooting you on. This child didn't only pick you to be their mom. They love you.
He's a genius and an athlete, so at least I'm happy about that.
Cool. Very good.
Yay.
So, Maria, we love you. We're going to have to roll here. They're giving us that button. They said it's their turn.
Okay, thank you so much.
It's going to be a good year.
Oh, thank
you. Yeah.
Walking on, we're going a little bit wilder. Psyche's Gone Wild has got, we've got a little bit of I don't know if what's happened, but another friend told me yesterday that when they were calling in, they were hearing sounds. It's very much clearer lines. I begin to wonder if it's happening a lot. Check your stuff you've got at home. I had a friend tease me because yesterday they told me that those of you know there's a lot of sun flares tonight. We had a psychic circle. There's a lot of energy going out, and I just found out tonight that we're not just having meteor, you know, like comets or having actual shows. We're having meteor showers. Now that is really
cool.
Yeah, very. And those of you who are checking the skies, you're going to see that. I've been checking because they're here. We have the white owl that's known very well for the Atlantic here, and I'm living in Florida. I'm actually at the Mexican Bay there. I'm on the Mexico Bay. But what with Tampa Bay is I go and I watch because the night skies, we have the most eagles down here and stuff is how I'm seeing it. And I've never seen so much meteor showers happen. So those of you who are doing energy, watch because this is also what's causing this effect. Don't take everything you get also really intense when you first get it. I've read for a lot of years, I know that take things in a little bit and take it as a piece. You're hearing me and Patty giving you the reading. Take it home and, you know, they always say go take it home and chew on the fat was a bad expression, kind of sound disgusting. But, you know, I'm like, I don't want to chew on the fat. I kind of like lean meat. But you want to take and you want to take it home and just take a little bit and divulge because with these showers, we're all picking up the energy. This is hitting our earth at such a rate. Those of you who know about eons, I won't get all scientists on you. You'll throw me in the geek club. But if you look at the energies that's coming in and the work of when you have rain and water puts the negative eons down, these energies are raising the vibration of our eons, good and bad. So it's a little harder to have our collective energy when we're hearing. I had someone tease me. They said they had 3 readings the last month, and it was all like a big thing because of this. And it's like, so take the one that's going with it because it's a good thing if you look at it. It's just like when we have a Mercury retrograde. Everyone's like, oh, no, the communication. When you're having meteor showers, you're having the energy stirred up in a way that's going to let you not only feel and sense what's going on, but like with Mercury, you catch things that are missing in your system with Mercury. With meteor showers, you get to those things that you didn't even realize you wanted to ask. So I hope that helps. I had someone write me yesterday that what was going on with readings, and I'm putting that over in the radio. I had someone else go, Jethro, what are you talking about? That's what I'm talking about. 661, I've met Rattle enough, and me and Patty are here to go wild with you. How are you, 661? Uh-oh, 661's a little hungry.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. You're a little shy, aren't you?
Yeah.
I was calling to ask about my friend Ronald. He hasn't been talking to me like he normally has, and I really want him back into my life like he normally was, but it just seems like he keeps pulling away from me.
Ronald?
Yes.
Did something happen with you two?
Well, yeah. We broke up around August. But we came back to talking to each other in September. In October, it was really great. And then I told him how I felt about him, and then he pulled away.
Okay, because that's what I got, that there that he's avoiding something, that something happened. So are you interested in him again, and you told him that?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think give him a little bit of time and give him a little bit of space. I think whatever happened in the breakup is still an issue for him, and he's feeling pressure, so he'd rather just run away and avoid it because that's kind of more the way he is. So if you do be in contact with him, keep it really gentle and really light without expectations and stuff. Maybe call up and say, hey, I miss our friendship. I know I said that. And let's just start over again for friends. Would that work for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I am friends with him and I am friendly with him, but I still want a relationship.
Right, but right now he's avoiding you altogether because of that, right?
Well, he talked to me the other day, but it's not the same. It just seems like he wants to talk to me, but at the same time he's like tiptoeing, and he hints at stuff like he'll say spicy things to me, and then I'll say something spicy back, and then he'll run. I'm like, well, you started it.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah. He's flirting with you in a way. It's his way of mentally showing you he's still doing the energy. And they did say, yes, you're going to get what you want. So I do feel that it is going, like, I love what Patty was talking about. See, this is where the different sex for the reader is better. Patty knows how to better get a date with a guy than I would, even though I'm a male. I mean, let's just be honest. We can be blunt and not offend anybody by saying anything mean. It's just that ladies know how to do the date. Also, the guys are telling me with you and him that it is working out to a level of, when she was talking about how he is stepping back, they said he actually had to ask himself and his guides how strongly with you in the relationship, and he realized that you are more to him than I think he realized, and I feel that he's going to come back around and warm up. He's also trying to make sure that he doesn't get hurt. I keep feeling that there's a little bit of sensitivity he doesn't show, that he got really hurt more than he wanted to say, is what they're telling me.
He got hurt by me?
I think he got hurt by some situations. And so, unfortunately, and us men are like this, and I know I'm going to get hate mail over this. Guys, go ahead, bring it on. When we go through this, we are like little boys. You know, when we go through a little upset or that, that's where you see our intellect goes out the window, and we get uptight or we get upset and we get in a relationship. And sometimes with what I'm feeling with this gentleman, they're telling me is that he emotionally was very much going through another part of with you, that he got upset with some other things, and now he's being awkward, and it's not changing how he is to you. It's just that it was something. I don't think it was you. I feel like it was a lot of things combined, is what they're telling me.
Okay. Do you see us talking anytime soon, or should I come forward and talk to him?
I feel you should. What do you feel, Patty? I'm not.
Yeah, sure. I think you should too. But again, it has to be really safe and comfortable for him. Really easy. To keep him from running, you know, remind him of the fun things and be really light and playful. That flirty thing is good, so long as it's not a serious flirty thing. You know, make him miss the fun stuff. But,
okay.
Yeah, do that. But, again, just don't be like, I wish, or you should, or I should, or we should. Hold that back.
Because when I told him I loved him, he was just like, well, we're just friends. All of a sudden, he just stopped talking to me altogether, and I thought, well, damn.
Men are little boys.
Yes, that's what I see. She could say that, get away with it. It's true.
It is true. It is true. Yeah. But again, have fun, lighten it up, and see where it goes, because a forward movement will happen that way.
Okay, so back off a little bit and just be friendly.
Yeah, but it could be fun and playful. It could be sexy, fun, flirty, playful, but not anything heavy or anything that makes him run away. Think of him like a 16-year-old boy. Remember that back in school?
Yeah.
Okay. Really, that's how I'm getting off, the energy I'm getting off him. He'd rather run away and hide, you know, which is like a kid.
And I got to be honest, you know, and I don't speak for all males, but I do speak for most males, and what the guys are saying with the ability, it is a little fun to be a little childish with the relationship of doing that with the dating, or it's nice. It's nice to be able to laugh like you guys do a little bit of that and then do that. It's a little bit of the ploy of flirting. I got to be honest that I know most gentlemen will agree too, that type of flirting young like that, or what we would say maybe a little juvenile, a little bit younger, is very nice with it. But I've had people say, you know, someone who comes out just flat out really intense, it is funny. Even though males talk it, males are the first one, if you notice, will be the one who runs. You know, it becomes a different energy, and I think that's why the playful with you and him, that's why he's doing that. I feel that's what the guys wanted you and him to be working on.
Well, he's
on
the
together.
One that starts the flirting, so he shouldn't run when I first had.
That's true. That I, you know.
That's what 16-year-old boys do.
Yeah. We hope we help you.
Turn it into a play. Yeah. Have fun with it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, really, have fun with it.
And looking here, I want to go ahead and grab the book.
Okay.
In love with this. I hope we're giving you a little bit of help here. We're going to do a little bit of a moment here for our contest now. We want to thank everyone for speaking of love. We're going to give that book away here. And I'm looking at, and we've put in the letters. I'm just going to pull out the first one that we've got from our emails. It's Sean Lay, L-A-U-E, Layette, and you are the winner of the book. So please contact me on here. I don't have your address, but send me your snail mail, and I will send you out that book. Thank you for playing the game. We're going to continue here of contacting Psyches Gone Wild. I know a lot of you individuals are looking at going on. We're going to turn and take our next phone call here, and that is 727. How are you, 727?
Hello.
Hello. Me and Patty are getting wild energy. The roll is around here.
Yeah, I was off. I was off air. I was getting just a bubble sound.
And we, Sean Layette, she won the book of Pamela Cummings' book on love and wisdom. It's called Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships.
Woo! Congrats.
Woo! 727's on with us now. And 727's, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Crazy and wild.
Yes, I have a question. I just want to know, when you see my finances kind of changing, and when you see me relocating and things like that, or if you see whatever you see around me in that regard.
What's your name? I'm sorry.
Oh, my name's Lisa.
Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
I'm picking up, Lisa, with you. You said relationship. I'm picking up there's a person that already has your interest with you. I'm hearing that the guys are telling me that you've got somebody just hasn't stepped up yet. We were talking to the person before about loving and how guys are a little young and we act a little silly about it. I feel that the person likes you and is just not coming forth. I feel like they're around you is what I'm picking up.
It's so funny because I was asking about money.
Oh, and I have to go love. I'm sorry.
Life fresh. My love,
I love
life
too,
fresh.
Though. I got love too.
Okay, well,
I was getting love stuff too.
We want
oh
to talk
God.
Love.
I
talk
ask
money.
Finances and you guys get love. That's hilarious.
Well,
you guys are
funny. You know what we need, you know? No, we're
okay,
not.
Well,
cheating.
I'll tell you, Jethro, sweetheart, I did have a breakup. Actually about a year ago around this time with someone that I pretty much broke my heart. It might be him that you're picking up on. Sorry, I had to move the cactus.
That's fine. And I do feel that that makes sense and why the other energy. And but I, this one in the past, see, that's really sad because this person is going to be very good with you. I don't feel this is a past one, though. But I do see that you, yeah, you're kind of out dancing, Cupid, aren't you? You're the one that's got two steps ahead and your track shoes on.
Oh, there. Yeah. I was just disgusted by him at points. And I just took one look at him and all the crap that was going on. And I was like, you know what? I don't need this. I'm out of here. But I was really, yeah, no, but it wasn't that easy. I did that, and then afterwards I felt like I cut my own arm off, and it was so painful, and I slowly bled for...
I think there's a new one. I feel there's someone here in energy, and I do see that what's, you know, and I think this is what they're talking about. And then you did ask us about money, and they're giving us with love, but your guys are fighting with you a little bit about the fact that you did the right thing, I see, with the relationship.
Yeah.
No, it did hurt you really bad. And I didn't mean to laugh. And everyone, I'm getting emails already. They're like, what do you mean you love women? What are you saying? I'm saying I love the way that females handle relationships. You just flat out, you know, men will drag things on. I'm sorry, but I've had a lot of male friends that will come to me. And it's like, I'm really having this. I don't, you know. If you didn't feel it, you cut him out. I mean, you were like, here, I've cut the, you know, I'm done with this. I'm rolling on. And your guys said that. Where, you know, the woman, and we've found this out with this for a long time, I know that women are the smarter sex, but it impresses me when it comes to love when you do this. Because, you just said basically, this hurts, I cut off, ow, I bled, I went through this. Or how many men would have had that guts? They would act tough, and the minute they'd be like, oh, no, we can't, you know, I don't want to feel distraught. You know, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I agree with him completely. You did the right thing, and it's making room for something new and something better, which really is what the universe is working on. I mean, I money will come, but the universe wants to talk about love.
And you got took out of the thing. I think your guys took you somewhere. You came back, and you hear us?
Yeah, I got cut off right when I was standing, but I confirmed that off and then they cut me off. But I came back.
I went to tease you. It's like, you really don't want to hear about love. She hung up on us, but you came back.
Yeah,
you
know? I missed a lot of it, but I'm going to listen in the archives. So I heard the end of it where, so you guys feel like he's going to try to come back to me?
That's what we're both getting. And we also are getting that there's something else happening with this gentleman, that you guys have karma together. Don't get offended with me, but they keep showing me like you jerking off his toga. So I suggest that whatever happened in that time, and sometimes my guides have a wild sense of humor. I've had people say, your guides should have done maybe comedy, because what they're showing me, that toga jerk, says that you're going to basically show him for who he really is in the world. That's an expression, but I see that real strong. And the guides are saying that you also are, there's something here with a Roman life with you two together. And I feel that this time you don't have to, it's like I feel like you've loved him, this hurt that you went through. You don't have to go to all of that extremity. You know how, I mean, look how things were before. They used to enjoy a good, you know, get killed for a good day sport.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about the fact that I know that you know, we're not here to have you write it out and go home and tell Annie M and all that stuff, but a little bit of the psychological here. There's something going on, I feel, that's really got a firmness in your blue that you need to vent. It isn't just with us, but you need to go somewhere. I know what Patty does, elements. I'm Native American. I used to go to the mountains and I would yell it out to help me get, you know, where there wasn't people around.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go up to like the California Hollywood Mountain and go, you rotten, you know, because they're going to take and haul you off. But if you went somewhere where you...
Yeah, I asked you guys about my finances. I know that the love came through, but is there anything that you could tell me about that situation?
Okay.
I swear I wasn't asking questions.
The love life
crashed the party, and then it hung up on me. I was like, "What the hell?"
Cupid, you got some issues, girl.
I know, right? I'm like, I can't even ask for all my finances.
No, I see money coming in. I'm just pulling some cards now. I see money coming in, and you making it happen. You're a magician. You know how to make things happen. You know how to manifest.
Yeah, I know. It's true.
Yeah, you do. You're a magician. You know how to do this. And do it with the money in as well. I see it right there. It's all about balance for you and focus. Mm-hmm.
they're showing me that, and I agree with it. I also see that you're going to be doing some extra work for some – I'm getting a lot of paperwork with you. I keep seeing, like, extra stuff and extra, like, timing and working out papers. I'm not sure why I'm seeing – but the paperwork and stuff that I see with you looks like it's going to be –
This is the thing. I applied for this job, like, 2 months ago, okay? This is so weird. And then the lady calls me, like, a month ago, and she's like, hi, are you still interested? And I was like, yeah, I am. And then she didn't call me again, and it was just the weirdest thing. I'm like, what?
Mm. It's not you. It is weird, but I feel it's something with them. I feel that they've got not all their stuff together. And, you know, we're having a lot of this over the country. We have people that I'm going to just say it, the one who's in charge sometimes of hiring and doing stuff is the one that should be watched because they're not doing their job. They're playing. I hear this a lot in business. I'm not just speaking for my state, Florida. I'm not speaking for all over the country. A lot of individuals who really are in there looking for work, we need these jobs. The people that are doing it in between are not handling it. That's what I feel has happened. And I do feel that it isn't you. It's something with them. But I feel that job's going to come to you. Don't you feel it, Patty? I feel like they're...
Yeah,
I feel it is too. But it's like...
Yeah.
You know, and I've been really calm about it. I mean, actually, I was kind of glad they didn't hire me right away, to be honest, because I was busy with other things. But I'm kind of in a state of mind now. I'm like, okay, now I'm getting ready to, you know, be available for that job. And I'm like, okay, it's time for you guys to come forward now. I may just go there.
Create it. That's what I saw, you creating it.
Yeah.
Making it happen, living into it.
She liked me a lot when I showed up before, and she seemed like she really wanted to hire me. I don't know if she's just forgotten about me, because, you know, you can forget things or people. It's really easy to do that. Or if she's not in charge of the hiring. I think there's somebody higher up on the chain than her that has to give her the green light.
We're both getting you get it. We got to run. We love you dearly. Sorry about the love jumped in there. We had to smack him back, but he will be good.
I have to listen to it. I didn't even hear what you guys said about this loser. I'm sorry. I shouldn't call him. He hurt my feelings, you know. He broke my heart and hurt my soul. Made me very angry, you know. That's probably what you were sensing about me, one shout about it. Like, I did not deserve to be treated the way he treated me. It was very rude. You know what I mean? And I walked away. I did.
Good. Never compromise.
I told him.
I mean,
I'm like,
yes, compromise,
you
but not in your happiness, not in respect.
Exactly. I'm like, no. And you know what's funny, what I sense? I feel like he was in love with me. I do. I feel like the guy really, really had strong feelings for me, and he just didn't. He thought that I would tolerate his immature behavior, and I was like, no. You can like me a lot, but you have to treat me the way that I'm telling you to treat me, or I'm out of here. So that was it.
Thank you. And we you know, we're going to keep our heart out. You know, and there's people like him that makes people, when it does come back, karma's an ornery girl. You know, when she grabs the hold of his heart and it's ripping him around, then we'll see how he snow skis. You know what I'm saying? It's an ironic thing. You have my heart out with that. I think it hurts me the most. I'm a very romantic person. Just to see that happen is just terrible. You know, we love you dearly. We got to roll. We're going to try and get one more person. We're down to the last of the show. We thank you for calling in. You rock.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
We love you dearly. We're going down. We've got a few callers left. We're going to just grab one more of you guys in real quick and try to get you in. Maybe we'll try to get two if we do it real quick. Maybe one question, you guys. We love you. We're glad you called in. Psyche's Gone Wild with Patty and Jethro. I have to tease a couple of your friends that wrote in on the email tonight. I had someone tell me that, Jethro, you never read my emails. I think that Dina Flanagan is the best psychic. She really rocks. I don't know why you don't let her do it on her own. Okay. Well, see, I read it, and now I know. So I guess this is JKL. I want to thank you for writing in, but, you know, we always work together. Of course she could do it. All of us could do it on our own. The fun thing is we like to banter and be a little wild. But I'll let her know that I think she is going to be on. You will laugh. She is going to be back on Thursdays. Those of you keeping track, Melissa Berman's on Wednesday nights now and going wilder than ever. She's like Patty from California. They're at 7 o'clock. We're at 10 o'clock. We still go wild for you. So asking again, 646, how are you tonight?
Hi, how are you? Good evening.
Good evening, and good to have you calling in. I thank you. You've been with us beginning of the show all the way through. A couple of you have been waiting. We're trying to go wild, but we're whipping people through here like cake patties. we're putting frosting on them and slapping cherries on their head. How are you today?
Good. Well, I was just wondering what 2014, what's coming up for me in 2014.
And your name?
Christina.
Christina, I'll give Patty a minute with her cards, okay, and I'll go in a little bit. They're showing me with you. And it's funny, it must be our night for love. And I have a Libra rising, and Patty is a Libra. Tonight's magical 13 night, and this is where you go with magic of working with it. I feel with you, Christina, that what's coming up is a relationship, they tell me, that's going to be working where you're very happy. I'm seeing like you and a person together. I also am seeing you working on, I'm seeing you like a house. I'm seeing like the putting together the foundation for a very stronger place together. You said what's coming up, and 2014 is a year for seven, which is spiritually and very strong of getting what you want. But I'm hearing the guides tell me that you need to take time for some of your creativity. You need to have a dollhouse or a place where you go play. Like Patty, like your place where you go with your Patty's. Everyone knows Patty's a phenomenal actress. I will tell you guys, I was out in California. Patty has the most coolest backyard, but she has even the really unique thing. She has all of her stuff in a room, like you would imagine a girl going out in the backyard. And here's my dollhouse. Well, here's Patty has this beautiful offset wardrobe that she could do any kind of thing you ever wanted in acting. And it's like her play area or something. You know what I mean, Patty? I feel that she needs that.
Yeah, you do. Everybody does. Your special place that makes you feel good and magical, whatever makes you feel good. I'm getting kind of along with what Jethro said about some new sense of justice coming in, some new, almost like a karmic time for you. It's going to be good. It's like getting your just due. But
Christina, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm listening. No, I'm listening. Okay. I guess 2014 is going to be a better year, huh? Compared to 2013.
Yeah, I'm going actually some I don't always use cards, but I'm using them tonight because I'm tired. But I'm pulling some major arcana cards about hope and change and new and good karma things and kind of magic. So, yeah.
Me too. I'm feeling the energy with you. And Christina, the guide said I'm supposed to let you know that when you were younger, you did go through a little bit of manifesting and stuff here. It looks like when you were about like sweet 16 or in that time of your life, and you had hopes and dreams and some energies, and those are going to start to come about. I feel that this is going to be really good for you. And this has been a hard year for everybody. I've had a lot of people tell me it's like riding a roller coaster in 2013. It's been, you know, pretty intense. And the guides are showing me with you that they're showing me like this all coming and working and doing this energy. You have a friend or you have somebody there that also is working with something. They kind of, what they really want to have happen for you is also helping. They're your fire behind your gunpowder. Do you know what I'm saying?
I see. Okay.
That's what they're
great.
Showing me. So,
thank you.
Thank you for calling in, and we're going to grab another person. We're quickly grabbing everybody and whipping around. I had someone tease me. I said, you talk so quickly, Jethro. I think maybe you guys listen a little slow. No, I'm teasing. I'm just being really hungry. I'm in a good mood. I got to work. I'm tired, too. Me and Patty have had long days. 901, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're great. You held in there. We got you in for the last few minutes. I'm so excited, but I got to get your name.
My name is Felicia.
Hey, Felicia, you rock. Thank you for coming into Psyche's Gone Wild with me and Patty Negri on a wild Friday, fun, fabulous, freaky Friday.
Definitely.
Do you have a question you would like to answer?
My question, with you. It's about love.
Oh, where you been all night, girl? No, I'm teasing you. We've been honest. You called the right show. We've got
that's
you,
right.
So Candy, me and Patty got more love than these people know what's going on. We got people all happy, holding hands, hugging, bonding. I'm teasing you. I'm feeling here with the energy with you. Patty, can you sense? I am getting, there's like more than one admirer with you. You've got somebody who's watching you. And I feel that there's a relationship that's a positive relationship together, and yet they show me somebody you've had to kind of let down easy or someone you don't want. You keep, like, politely putting them over to the side like they're the vegetable you'd rather not have.
That's true.
Okay. I got you, girl. I can feel you. I can see it. And they're telling me that there is a relationship happening. But, okay, now that's where Patty's getting the cards. Patty, can you help me with this gentleman? Because I've seen this man. He looks romantic. He looks
I'm getting romantic, too. He's more creative. He's, I don't know if he's spiritual or not, but more that intuitive, more spiritual, more creative. And it's a better shared relationship. You're very nurturing by nature. But this is going to be more shared nurturing. Does that make sense for you? That you're giving all the time. You're giving, but you're not as comfortable getting all the time. But there's somebody out there who's going to, you know, be your match.
Okay.
He's very creative. But you have to be able to really receive it, too.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to be before Valentine's. They're telling me it's going to be coming into Capricorn with it. They're joking about there may be a sea goat out there, but the one you catch is a keeper. That's what they're saying.
All right.
That's good. You woo. Definitely call us back. We do share details. We are not real close friends, but we can if you want to talk juicy stuff. No, I'm teasing you. I'm just being, I'm being honorary. Please don't get offended. But call back.
I'm not.
I'm not. You're not kidding. I love you. Thank you for calling in. We've got a lot of people here. We've tried to do the best we got. We've gone down to the last. I want to quickly talk just a few things to you guys. If you're making one of the videos, send it on in to psychicjethro@aol.com. What does it mean, make a video? Put your video together for who your favorite show is on Fridays. We have right now, and we just had a new winner come in at 1,631 likes. It's Old Man Steve's video. He loves Peggy Jones and Jan Bach Drakey, and he's not shy to do it. He wrote me yesterday and let me know that he is working on a Christmas video for us, and he's going to put all of us in there. He hadn't listened to all the shows, and he loves those are his two favorites still, but he thinks that Patty Negri is the bees' knees, her and Jan, and I love that. I had to look that up when I saw that on Facebook, and then he wrote me and agreed, and you guys have taken that to a whole new realm. Now, I will always look at bees' knees before I go anywhere, but I just love it. I want to thank all of you guys that have come in. Patty, let them know a little bit about how they can get a reading and what can people do that want to get a little time to talk with Patty. Like, I know that you do spiritual coaching, and we don't always bring that in, but like, let's say someone's a little down this time of the year, and they want to get a hold of Patty and maybe have a half an hour session of not only looking at the future, because you're very gifted, but maybe some coaching and some work so they can get through the sad times of the gift buying and the family and the hurt sometimes that comes with
Christmas. Yeah. Just open up that light. Give me a call. It's the easiest way is through my website. Just go to pattynegri.com, PattyNegri.com. My phone number is there, my email, every which way, or Facebook, or Psychics Gone Wild. But yeah, it's all about, I'm all about empowering you to find your joy, to find your happiness, to find that happy place inside.
And I love that the person asking with the spiritual guides on what to do, that's the way to do it. And I can tell you this personally, that we are gifted with it, but I've had individuals who will have a reading or half an hour for that session. And a lot of times, like Patty was saying there, you know, she is there with helping. And that's what we want you guys to do. Contact us. Have a good time. The word we're going to use for you guys that want to win any of the bigger prizes is the word lithmacy. And lithmacy, you got to look it up. It is about studying stones. But if you want to know any more about it, you'll tune in Mondays with our wild man, Gary Wimmer. And Gary's got a surprise new guest, someone I don't think you guys have ever heard on the radio before, if I'm doing this right. I want you to tune in a Monday, whole new thing. Jan Bach Drakey will be wild on Thursday with Dina Flanagan. So you guys asked for it. You're going to have the psychic healer talking with the animal reader and the fun of, you guys want to talk about how psychic is, how psychic are our animals and what we all know about them. So that will be on Thursday night next week. Patty, I love it. I know you're tired. I'm tired. Is there anything you want to tell anybody? I know American Federation. I forgot to tell everybody about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The contest is going on. Though, Jan, if anybody in the chat room has been fabulously putting it, we only have a few more days on the best psychic, best radio show. Vote for Psychics Gone Wild. Vote for Jethro. Vote for me. Vote for Jan. All the Psychics Gone Wild psychics.
And thank you guys for that. And putting in there like Psychics Gone Wild Radio, you can put in for our show on the internet. We were last year number 2. I was so honored. I think I was 50-something last year as a psychic or a medium. I love all you guys for doing it. We're going to go. They're going to push us out the door in 31 seconds. Ow.
Thank you all for listening. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.